This week we lay in Parashat Bo, which has the first mitzvah, which is given to Am Yisrael as a people, and that's the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei HaShanah. This month shall be for you the first of months, the first of the months of the year. And there are essentially two mitzvot that we derive from this. One is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh in general, and the other is a particular requirement that Nisan is the first of the months of the year. And there's a very important Ramban on this Pasuk, where he says that the meaning of the Pasuk is that when we count the months, we should count with Nisan being the first month and Iyar being the second month, etc., etc., rather than starting with Tishrei as the first month. So we've just as the days of the week, we count towards Shabbat. So likewise with the days of the month, or the months of the year, we've got a requirement to count towards or associated with Yetziat Mitzrayim, always counting from Yetziat Mitzrayim, Nisan being the first month. The Chatam Sofer, in his drashot, takes this very seriously and points out that this is Tochachat Megula. This is a real rebuke for those who, when they're dating letters or the like, they use the civil dates, and particularly a number for the civil month. 1st of January they call 1/1/21 or whatever it is, and they are ignoring this requirement of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, that there's a positive mitzvah that we should count Nisan as being the first in the Seder of the months. And when we date documents, then that's the way that we should do it, and it would be in fulfillment of this mitzvah. And if we count months in any other way, so then that would being mevatel this mitzvah. Rav Avadia Yosef in Shelot Shuvot Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Yoreder Siman Tet, he paskens exactly like this, and says that you shouldn't, if you're dating something, you need to use the civil date. So then you certainly shouldn't give a number to the month, because that would be being mevatel the mitzvah Chodesh HaZeh Lachem, but rather you should write out the name of the month, the 3rd of October 2020, rather than 3/10/2020. But Rav Voldenberg in Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Chet, Simon Chet, disagrees with that. He says it's not good to write down the non-Jewish names of the months, because these have a notion of Avodah Zarah associated with them. They're relating and referring to pagan gods, and we certainly don't want to mention that. There's a mitzvah of Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Tazkiru, that you shouldn't mention the names of other gods with a small g. So therefore, he says it's better off that you write the civil date in a numeric fashion, 1/1/21 or whatever it is, and then you also write the Hebrew date alongside it, Gimel L'Chodesh HaShlishi or whatever you want, or whatever it is, I suppose. And that way, it's recognizable that you're only using the civil date for administrative purposes, but the date that you're really considering is the Hebrew date. Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher al HaTorah, he addresses this question as well. He comes up with six reasons why we can be makel to write the civil date numerically, and he points out that, you know, this is what people do, and he's clearly reticent to say that the whole world, the whole frum world, has got it wrong. So his first reason is that the Rambam doesn't mention this anywhere, so he thinks that the Rambam doesn't hold with the Ramban. And he demonstrates from other Rishonim on Shas also that they don't hold with the Ramban in this regard. So simply there is no such mitzvah. In the name of the Binyan Shlomo, he says that this is a mitzvah on the Beit Din, but not on individuals, meaning that when Beit Din are Makadish the month, and they proclaim this is this today is Rosh Chodesh for the fourth month of the year. That's the requirement of Beit Din. But it doesn't mean to say that you or I have have to mention the month numerically, with Nisan being the first one. Third answer that he gives is that the requirement to count Nisan as the first month really only applies according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that the world was created in Tishrei, and the point being that even though the world was created in Tishrei, nevertheless there's a requirement to count the months from Nisan. But he says we hold like Rabbi Yoshua in a machloket against Rabbi Eliezer, and holding like Rabbi Yoshua, then we hold that the world was created in Nisan, in which case this mitzvah is redundant. His fourth answer is that the requirement is that Nisan, rather than any other of the Hebrew months, should be counted as the first month. You can't decide that Tishrei is going to be the first month of the year. But if you use the civil months, so those are essentially, from a halakhic perspective, just arbitrary measures of time. They don't have, they're just like, you know, they could be, they happen to be 30 days long or 31 days long, but they could be 20 days long and call them a month, and we'd give them numbers. That clearly wouldn't be in contradiction to this mitzvah, because these aren't months in a halachic sense. His fifth answer is that the mitzvah HaKodesh Hazel Achem doesn't necessarily mean to say that you have to count the months in this way, just means there should be a particular chashivut, a particular importance given to Nisan as the first month of the year, but it doesn't mean that you have to count to the other months following on from Nisan. He says, so, you know, you can usually use the civil numbers, but, you know, if you've got something important, like a wedding invitation or something like that, you know, it would be good to put on the, you know, Gimel LeChodesh HaShlishi. And then you can put in brackets Nisan or whatever it is. And indeed, the Ramban discusses why we use the names of the months rather than the dates of the numbers of the months. And then his final answer is that if you write after putting the numerical date, Leminyanam or Lemisparam or CE, the common era, something like that, so then you're showing that you don't really, it's not your way of counting anyhow. You're just doing this to accommodate some administrative functions for a form or something like that. Adkan.